Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What up, what up, Jason Dendy, Morning X. Roger from Fort Worth tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Jason, don't you have a brother? You give him 10%? Deb brought her brother on the air. When are you going to bring him on? Hashtag little brother from another, literal brother from another mother. That's correct.
Is he still a burgeoning rapper? We could get him on and he can perform live for us.
I don't think he was ever a burgeoning rapper.
Yes, he was.
No, no, no. He may have had to look down to be a good white boy rapper, but I don't think he's that. I don't know. Maybe he's
got... What does he do for a living? Where does he live? What's his name? Can you
Shelby.
Answer any of these questions?
I know
questions?
That one.
You got
Shelby.
That one.
Shelby, yeah.
Shelby
and
Dick.
Bringing him on the
Not
air.
Not a girl's name.
It is. I remember Thanksgiving 4 to 9 years ago at my dad's house when he was trying to get his stuff together, part one.
Wait, this is your dad or your brother?
No, my brother. I remember him, like, coming to me there. It was real weird because, like, his mom and dad were there, and it was like, his dad was like, hey, didn't you want to...
His dad? Your dad?
We have the same dad.
I know, but when you call it his dad, it's weird.
His mom and dad, so, because she's not my mom, my acquaintance.
It's your ex-stepmom.
Yeah, I guess so. My dad's like... Hey, didn't you have something you wanted to talk to Jason about? And I'm like, oh, no.
Headbrain scheme you're getting me into.
He was all like, hey, I just, you know, like, I want your advice, man. I want to know how did you do it? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you're like successful and like, how? And I was like, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, I want to do what you do. And I was like, talk on the radio? And he said, yeah. I was like, no.
This is not for you, sir.
No. I mean, like, you might...
Back off.
You should probably try to become a rapper. Like, that's more likely than becoming a morning show DJ in 2020, whatever year it was. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe that was a bad...
Is that the last time you saw him?
No. He came to your house the last time
I saw
him.
That was the last
time? Probably,
God, that was a long time ago.
But, yeah, maybe that was bad big brothering of him, but I discourage young people from, on my part, yeah. I discourage people getting into the radio business.
Yeah, don't do it.
Not only is it a bad idea, I don't need your competition. Get out of here, man. But then later, I saw it was when his mom arrived, and I just passed her and Shelby standing there, and she goes, did you ask him if you could move in with him? And I was like, what?
That was the next question?
I gotta go. I'm out. Happy Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I'll see you at Christmas many years from now.
Jesus.
And yeah. So that
never happened, though. You didn't see him at Christmas many years ago.
I'm talking about this Christmas, maybe.
Are you going to see him? Are you bringing him to Hawaii with the family?
Maybe next Christmas.
He's not that close
there
with the family,
is
he?
A future Christmas that can...
rain check, Shelby.
Yeah. It's fine. Mm. Nirvana says, good morning, guys. It's my 32nd birthday today. Jason, tell me how ridiculous I am for being excited about my birthday.
Don't listen to him. Be
excited.
You're
not ridiculous. Happy birthday. It's fine to celebrate. If you're one of these, like, birthday week, birthday month type people, I'm like, come on. Also, you're a grown-up, so, like, it's
happy
fun.
Birthday.
Be
I
excited.
Hope you have
excited.
A lovely, lovely day. By the way, your brother Shelby is a customer service representative right now.
Oh, good.
At Vault Workforce Solutions.
He, once...
It says that he is in Newark, California.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Well, that's what he says. That's what it says.
Last time
Vault
I checked...
Workforce Solutions.
I checked in on him. He was real close to getting his driver's license, which at 27, that's a big accomplishment.
I feel bad. Your brother's resume, not them on the whole thing, but you can see it on Facebook.
Why do we even air him? Not brother's business. What's...
He went to Winston Churchill High School. Is that a real thing? in San Antonio.
Probably, yeah.
Went to the Academy of Creative Education. Was that an alternative high school? Studied at San Antonio College. Former ride operator at Six Flags Fiesta Texas.
Giddy up, man.
It runs in the family. You guys are all fans of rides. And his previous job before the customer service representative, he was a former attractions attendant at America's Incredible Pizza Company. Maybe you should have taken him under your chicken wing, Jason.
Why? All of those sound like better jobs than the one I can get him at the radio station.
He loves a selfie, too. Damn, Gina. Yeah. Actually, you know what? This Facebook profile is pretty old. He might not update it for a while.
Does he take full face selfies, or does he do like the half
face,
ones that Jason
the Jason Dick face?
Yeah.
No, he's a big fan of the full face.
Yeah,
I posted glaring, like smoldering into the camera.
An Instagram photo of me and Trevin on the golf course this weekend, and one of the comments was that I included too much of my own face. So had the whole thing in there.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on
he's
the phone.
Gigantor tattoo, like right here in the actually, it's not in the middle, it's off center. The chest. What is that?
He's got a good one right here that I like
on his forearm.
Does it say,
I think it might say
live, laugh, love?
I think it might say blessed.
Oh, that's a boy version of live, laugh, love.
Hashtag blessed?
I think he got it before hashtag started.
Right. He's a ginger, also.
Yeah.
Look at that ginger chin beard of his.
A Spaniard.
Yeah.
Make believe costumes and dancewear. Costume shop in Jacksonville, Florida. Make believe.
Ooh, maybe
costumes and dancewear.
Kyle and I are gonna have a big gay party when we come to visit.
Make believe costumes and dancewear. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm planning a trip to your lovely town to visit my friend Kyle, and we're gonna have our own little version of Pride Festival because we weren't able to go this year. So I was wondering if you had like fun dress up stuff like rainbow tutus and things like that.
We do carry a bunch of, like, you know, bright color type stuff.
Yeah.
Rainbow, I believe we have rainbow tutus left in stock.
Yes, that'd
different
be perfect.
Different colored, like, neon gloves. And we have a full store full of different colored items.
Excellent.
Different color wigs and
yes,
all kinds of stuff.
Yes, wigs. Yes, we want it all. Yes, big gay house party is what we're social distanced. Big gay house party is what we're going to have. I'm excited. All right. Well, good. Thank you. You've got everything that I need, and I guess I'll see you this weekend.
All right. See you then.
Thanks. Love you.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. You too. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Yay! She was so nice. Yes. But seriously, Florida Man Kyle, let's have a big gay house party when I come to your house. So it would just be me and you.
Oh,
it would
okay.
just say you have a big house.
And Florida Mom.
And Florida Mom Kyle.
I mean, yeah. If it's just you guys, I feel like the people who would show up to something called Big Gay House Party would not... It doesn't seem like the most socially distanced party to me.
Well, just... It'd be like... You know, like silent discos, no one's like moshing into each other. Mm-hmm. So it'll be that style. We'll make everyone, there'll be a silent disco big gay house party. Social distance style.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason and Deb with another $33 Floyd's Barbershop gift card. You can win that coming up in just minutes.
Everybody, do me a favor. Take your phone out now, whether you're right-handed, left-handed, or with your feet. Open your phone and open Instagram. All right, one click.
Yeah, I have to download Instagram.
Oh, you have Instagram. I know you do.
I like Instagram.
You what? Oh.
I like you, Instagram. I remember...
Okay, guys, I think I just answered my own question, but go ahead.
A full full on 2 years or so that I just had it to creep other people's accounts.
And creep.
Then I started posting, and everybody
you follow
gives
some fun accounts?
Give you the hearts, and that's... Yeah,
the
sure.
The best thing is
sure.
who you follow.
What is what happened?
So, okay, this is, okay, I did mention that it was probably going to be a DQA, but last week, if you're a big Instagram user, that's probably the most, my preferred social media account. It's fun. I follow loads of animals, so I've got a lot of positivity in my feed. I see pigs decorating their little huts with flowers. I get to see dogs who have really interesting, weird habits and funny barks. I follow friends back home. I see a following some friends who are musicians, get to see their musical careers, listen to their albums, little snippets of their music. You can click through, watch some videos. Oh, it's just...
Golf account, right? What was the...
Oh, yeah, Golfers Doing Stuff is hilarious. Golfers Doing Things. There's something doing dogs doing things, cats doing things. There's loads. If you want recommendations of just happy,
you
joy,
want to
joy.
See people doing things.
Yeah,
Instagram's the place to be.
Oh, you got to do things. Anyway, I noticed last week that if you post a video that's longer than a minute, then you will have to say continue. You have to click the button that says keep watching, and then you'll go through and watch the whole length of the video, and it can be however long on the other side of the, you know, right, other side of the Instagram app.
Yeah. IGTV, and now what that is.
But now, I don't know if you've noticed, Jason, you'll see something at the bottom that says watch more in Reels. And a lot of the videos are now having this feature. So you click through and then the video starts from the beginning again. Mm-hmm. And now you're on Reels. And I was like, I don't want to be on Reels. So now I'm not watching Reels because they're annoying to me.
I don't like to get real.
I don't.
Sorry, that's me.
That's Nick. Wow, that was loud.
Are you professional or not?
I'm trying to do this thing.
So here, look, it says at the bottom here, Jason, instead of like keep watching, it'll say watch Reels. So you'll click it. And then it starts the video from the beginning again, and then it goes through to other reels you can watch. I don't get it. I don't care for it. It kind of bugs me. Anyway, that's fine. I can ignore it.
My friend, head of global, just sent me a reel.
Yeah, get out of here, Reels. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the other day I wanted to post a video of the animals while I was trying to eat dinner. Check this out, Jason. Okay. How do you post anything on Instagram?
You push that little plus
button.
That little
button right there in the middle? The one in the middle at the bottom?
Yeah.
What is this? Now I have a skateboarding cat. That's not what I want to post. So I'm like, well, let me take a picture. And I go up here and now I've got this. It's a camera. No, it's already in my camera roll. How do I? So then I click that button. Well, is that what it is? Do I now have to go to here? I've got to go in there and then through here and then into here. And then that goes in there. Is that how we're doing life now?
And when I just push the plus button, it gives me the thing.
Your camera reel?
Yeah.
I don't think you've updated yourself.
Oh, yeah. I might have 2019.
Shut up. I don't want reels. Go home.
Are you professional or not?
Are you reeling?
So now, look, as we open this app for me to go over it and explain it to you and ask the listeners for help, I see that the plus button, my plus button, is now up there.
They moved it to the top.
They moved it to the top. I just
answered my
question.
Why would you ever move anything, Instagram? What are you doing?
Why wouldn't they put the new button up there instead of the old button up there? Because they want us to use the new button. I will not do reels. Can we all make an agreement now? We're not going to make reels, all right? Make an actual video. Go to the top plus button. Stick it in there. If it's longer than a minute, then we will keep watching. I don't want to watch your reels.
Don't post videos that are more than a minute. The limit should be 30 seconds. Well,
no, I'll take longer. I like 2 or 3 minute dog rescue videos. They're great because you got the chance to see the sadness, the transformation, and then the happiness. That's fine. 2 or 3 minutes, that's great for me. But I don't like the way that this got changed. Also, tell me why. Anyone?
I was about to say.
Experts?
Because they're coming after TikTok. Isn't Reels just Instagram's version of TikTok?
I don't know.
I think so.
What is it? How's it different than stories?
I hate stories.
How is anything different than anything on the internet?
Stories is really short.
Well, because the stories are just your videos. I think Reels are supposed to be TikTok, which is supposed to be Vine, which is you put the video to the music. That's why that one you kept playing, that's obviously a take of the
skateboarding guy.
Yeah.
Who's now like a bazillionaire hanging out with Snoop Dogg. Did you see that?
$20,000 is what his engagement ring.
$22,000 was the engagement ring. Yeah, that guy's loaded. Set for life.
He's been selling his own stuff.
Make a video.
What?
Are you that far behind?
Yes, he is.
Cranberry juice guy.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac
dreams.
Fleetwood Mac on the skateboard.
I just put that guy in my MySpace top 8. That's
I just feel like I'm old today.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What X, Jason and Deb, with a $33 gift card to Floyd's Barbershop. Go. 512-835-1015 is the number. Does Deb Know Stuff is coming up next. Why $33? What's up with that? What's the significance of that number?
It's a mystery.
I Googled Floyd's Barbershop $33 to see if maybe that's like what the haircut cost or something like that.
Special or something?
And what I have found out, according to simplyhired.com, the average hairstylist job gets paid between $8 and $33, not necessarily at Floyd's.
An hour?
Yeah. This is not helpful information.
Not at all, Jason. Why did you even mention it?
That's what I told you about the results of my Google sleuthing, all right?
But now you've associated them with this weird number of paying their people $8 an hour.
Between $8 and $33 an hour. 512-835-1015. Do you want a Floyd's Barbershop gift card? Does Deb Know Stuff About Football is coming up next. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have a $33 Floyd's Barbershop gift card. Go.
So I just sing this thing here. It goes.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What in the hell does she know about football?
This is so effing stupid.
Does Deb know stuff?
God. You should call this thing, Will Deb Take a Shut Off? For Jesus.
Our contestant is, hi, John Paul.
Hello, hello.
What's up, man? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three, and we'll hook up a Floyd's Barbershop gift card for you. All right, guy?
Nice.
What had happened was week 10 in the National Football League. Did you watch some NFL stuff this weekend, Deb?
Yeah. Not a dribble.
Yeah. Yeah, your San Antonio guys team plays tonight.
Tonight, I know that.
You got big Monday night football plans?
No.
Okay.
Going to the gym?
Yeah.
That's my plan.
All right, get it on. We'll keep that in mind, John Paul. Here we go. Things that happened this weekend in the NFL. What kind of oversized hat did Cam Newton wear to his post-game press conference after beating the Ravens? Is it A, a sombrero, B, a fez, C, a pillbox, or D, one of those beanie hats with a propeller on the top? Do you think Deb knows the answer, John Paul?
No.
Are those beanie hats that have a propeller? I wouldn't call it a beanie.
No, it's more like caps. Caps with the propeller. But, right? Because it has a bill.
Well, I was going to say, I've seen them sometimes bill this, but I still wouldn't make it a beanie hat necessarily.
Beanie's a woolly hat, right?
That's what I would call a beanie. Yeah. It's kind of like a warm ski cap type thing.
It doesn't sound ridiculous enough for Cam Newton.
Cam Newton hat.
Let's go oversized pillbox.
That is...
the fez.
It's a fez. I didn't know a fez is a hat.
Are you allowed to wear a fez?
What's the problem with a fez?
Is that got religious or cultural connotations?
They cancel a fez. The Shriners, always, the guys that drive the little cars, they always wear
fez. That's a fez hat?
Yeah, but they appropriated that from somewhere else. I want to say that a fez is Moroccan or something.
Well, because...
it's the red hat with the tassel.
Will Ferrell's character in Austin Powers has
one. I'm talking before that as well. There was an English comedian called Tommy Cooper who his sort of joke was always like, just like that. And then he had a heart attack on stage one day and died, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he always wore one. And I always wondered, is there some...
The name Fez refers to the Moroccan city of Fez, which was the capital of the Kingdom of Morocco until 1927.
Look at that.
So it's Moroccan.
It is Moroccan.
You're Moroccan that Fez.
Red Fez, the bar that you'd sometimes go to when you get kicked out of Lucky Lounge.
If they let you in, if you knew the guy on the door.
Is that
yeah, it's Moroccan
reference to
because
a hat?
They had like hookah pipes and stuff in there, and it's all like the Moroccan artistry and stuff in there. Never noticed that, did you?
Couldn't really
see. What did you think Red Fez meant?
Couldn't see very good when I went in there. I don't know. It's just like, come in here and feel all fezzy. Get all red fezzed
up. My friend once pinned a girl up against the wall by her neck. Just to give her a warning.
Just to give her a warning?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like...
I'm about to get their ass beat if you don't, you know what you need to do, young lady. And she did. She knew what. She listened. No more hassle to my friend.
So we're endorsing this sort of warning?
Well, it's better than just punching someone in the face. You're just giving them a warning. She knew she was in the wrong.
Pass. Pass on this story.
Everybody just keep your hands to yourself. How about that?
Well, nowadays you can't put anyone up against the wall by their throat because of COVID.
Unless you have like written consent.
Right, unless they want you to do it.
You got to have a contract.
It's a weird fetish thing.
If they have
they got a negative test.
If everyone's negative and everyone can yes. What's
you guys
the
ready
word?
To go party with Dave Chappelle tonight?
Oh, yeah.
See about that?
No.
They're
busy.
Dave Chappelle's at Stubbs tonight, but they're doing rapid testing before the event, like before you can walk in. Yeah. Sweet.
Sweet.
Okay.
Have fun.
No, I can't.
To the people who are going.
Yeah. I got several of those, hey, don't you know people who can hook this up text messages? And I was like, I could sort of, I guess, maybe. And I was with one of them on Saturday, and I asked, hey, can you hook this up?
And he's like,
he LOL'd me. He literally LOL'd in
That's
my face. All right, what happened? John Paul, you were correct. Get just one more. You're going to win the gift card. Nick Chubb screwed his fantasy owners at the end of the Browns-Texans game by doing what? Is it A, fumbling at the goal line? B, throwing an interception on a trick play? C, sitting out the game to protest the election? Or D, purposefully running out of bounds instead of to the end zone? Do you think Deb knows the answer, John Paul?
No.
He said that ever so quickly, didn't he?
No! No!
Now, just because I know Nick Hajda and I appreciate his comedy answer D's a lot. They're very good, but then every now and then they're right. But he says they're only right when they are a comedy answer as well as being the right answer. So I'm going for D on this one.
I don't really follow your beautiful mind logic there.
Yes!
But
I knew it!
Because D is
always, right? The D is always ridiculous. Like, don't give me that D. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, and then, but if it, the answer really is a ridiculous answer, then he'll stick it in the D.
The Browns were leading 10-7 in the closing moments of just a
10-7 high scoring game.
Unbelievably unwatchable Texans Browns game. Nick Chubb, his first game back from injury, already done, hacked off all your fantasy owners this year. He breaks a long one. He's running down the sideline. He can go into the end zone for a touchdown, and he just runs out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
Smart move.
Isn't it a smart move?
Savvy player.
Now, look.
1 yard?
He is effectively, because there was less than a minute left in the game, the Texans had no timeouts, so the Browns could come back and just kneel it twice and the game was over. Mm-hmm. But if you go up 17-7 with 20 seconds left, the game is over.
Okay, yeah. First of all, it was 56 seconds left, so anything can happen. Anything can happen. Texans,
56 seconds is, in American football, a lot of time.
Despite the fact that the Texans, score is 10-7, they could go down and score a quick two touchdowns.
They played 59 minutes and 4 seconds and managed 7 points, and so they're going to score 10 more in the next 56 seconds?
Well, I like how not only did he screw his fantasy owners, but also just bettors in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same gambling thing we mentioned earlier, Deb, because it was Cleveland minus 5.5 or something like that. So if he would have scored, it was a cover for Cleveland. Goes out at the 1. No cover for you.
Oh.
Maybe, I believe he did give
maybe
a
he had a ticket. Maybe he had a Texans plus 5.5 ticket. Is that a thing? I see. Okay, John Paul.
He did apologize to his fantasy owners.
We need the final one here.
Sorry.
Deb, do you want the gimme or the one about your fantasy team?
I'll take the gimme, please.
What is the name?
I don't know anything about my team. I don't know. I got some dudes on there with some names.
What is the first name of Kay Murray, Arizona's magical quarterback? What does the K stand for Kay Murray, quarterback, Arizona Cardinals? Is it A, Christian, B, Caden, C, Kyler, D, Timothy? Do you think Deb knows the answer, John Paul?
I don't know how that's a gimme for Deb, so I'm going to say no again. Sorry, Deb.
Oh, no.
John Paul, don't know me, do you? That's Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is correct.
Kyler Murray.
That's my guy, man.
Is Kyler Murray hot?
Bet you would probably.
I've only ever met one other Kyler, and he was hot.
I mean,
I was
he's
like,
short.
It's one of the... So?
I don't just sometimes nothing. That affects some things.
I'm checking your big board over here.
Did he make it?
You got him on like the second row. He looks like he's in like the QB QT's 15 range.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like I'm not finding some good pictures of him.
He's awesome, man. I am in grave danger of him becoming my favorite football player.
Really?
Which sucks because not only is
I thought Patrick Mahomes was.
Not only is he a stinking Oklahoma Sooner, he was an Aggie before that. He's an Aggie Sooner hybrid who spurned the Longhorns when we were recruiting him.
But you love him.
Yeah, he's real good.
Going to be a Hallmark love story.
John Paul, hold on. We do have a prize for you.
Unrequited love.
Kyler, don't be excited because last year Jason was all about Lamar Jackson. So his heart is very fickle when it comes to football.
That was for
it's
fantasy
fickle when
purpose.
It comes to everything,
just,
Nick.
Just appreciation.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.